We speak to Katrina. Morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Stephen.
You were at the waterfront last night, were you?
We were at the waterfront celebrating my husband's birthday. We came out and we couldn't get to our car. And we didn't even realise that there was anything going on. And the police were very good, Stephen. And we stood for about 2 hours and then we were told that the Ulster Hall was open. So we went round there, we were given coffee, and then we were offered a lift by the British Red, by the Red Cross, and they brought us straight home to Lisburn. And we have to go back today and get our car. But I just want to thank everybody for their help, Stephen, last night, because it was very much appreciated.
It just feels like we're being dragged back, doesn't it?
Yes,
it's not the same scale of what happened in the past, but I was down there last night after at 1 o'clock in the morning. And when you see the police cordons and when you see the army ATO, you see the robot out.
It just brings it all back again, Stephen. My husband and I are both pensioners and we lived through it the first time and I never thought that this would come again. And it was absolutely horrific. But I just want to thank everybody involved for helping us last night because we would have been stranded only for their help.
Do you know what?
A lady called Frances brought us home.
Let me just call this for what it is this morning. There is not an abundance. There are not. This programme usually gets hundreds and hundreds of phone calls, right?
Yes.
There is not a massive influx of phone calls of people saying how disgusted they are. Now, no doubt they are disgusted, but they're not picking up the phone to vent their disgust to tell the rest of Northern Ireland how we're not going to tolerate this. I just wonder if we really realise what nearly happened in Belfast city centre last night, and you heard You heard it from the police officer who was on this programme. It could have been catastrophic.
We didn't realise even how. Only listening to your programme this morning has brought it across to me now how serious it was. Because we heard the bomb going off, but we thought that it was the arm or the police who did that. I didn't realise that was actually the car that went up. We were standing. And we didn't realise how serious it was, Stephen. I think we all forget how serious these things are.
You know, I wonder also, are we too used to this?
Yes.
Are we actually sitting back this morning and thinking, oh, well, that was another hoax? It wasn't a hoax.
Yes,
this was
exactly,
£130 of explosive driven in to Belfast city centre. £130 of it. Now that's
exactly it, Stephen. We didn't realise how serious it was last night until I heard your programme this morning that has brought it all home to me now. Really, absolutely. I think we're all just taking in our stride now. Really. Everybody was all standing about and everything.
And now we have this trend of people being hijacked and forced to drive bombs, as what happened last night. It's happened before.
How awful.
Well, exactly.
How awful for that man. I thought that the bombers actually drove that car and left it at the car park. I didn't realise that poor man was made to drive that car.
Imagine.
How awful must he feel today? We have only to worry about going into Belfast to get our car. That will soon be sorted out. That's nothing to what that man has to live with.
I don't know if there's anything we can do.
No, I don't think so, Stephen. I think if these boys want to do these things, they'll do it anyway. And coming up to Christmas, as you said, this is the time they're going to start and take off, I think. It's very sad. Very sad for our wee town, I'm telling you. Terrible. We had a lovely night too, only for that.
Yeah. Were you frightened when you got out?
Well, we didn't realise. We'd just come out of the waterfront and the police were all outside the waterfront and they told us that we couldn't get down to the car. And we thought we might have got down and went round to Montgomery Street and our car was just parked. We could see our car. and just totally floored us, really. We didn't expect this. As I said to you earlier, we thought it was just a hoax, Stephen. Didn't realise how serious it was. But it's brought it all home now, listening to your programme this morning, how serious it all was.
What do we do?
I don't know what we can do, Stephen. Just do what we always do. Just get on with things over here. It's not what we do. Just live with it.
Okay, Katrina. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for taking the call.
Morning to you. The-